From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Rescuers plan to resume their search for West Virginia miners in a couple of hours. The families are hoping that this time the team will actually make it far enough to check special chambers where four miners may have taken refuge since Monday's explosion at Moncoal's Upper Big Branch mine and killed 25 workers. Erica Peterson of West Virginia Public Broadcasting tells us rescuers tried earlier today but were forced to evacuate.
Rescuers entered the mine early this morning but had to turn back as levels of poisonous gases increased. The crews still haven't been able to reach either of the two rescue chambers they think the miners might be in. But families are still holding out hope. Massey Energy Chief Operating Officer Chris Adkins says the crews still plan to make it to the rescue chambers before recovering the bodies of at least 14 miners.
Did we stop and try to identify more people? No. This is still a rescue mission to us. We still have rescue chambers that we have to go to. And, you know, we still believe.
Drilling crews are still boring holes into the mine for ventilation, but the process could take some time. For NPR News, I'm Erica Peterson in Moncoal, West Virginia.
Today marks a milestone for the U.S. and Russia. They've signed a pact to reduce nuclear arsenals by about a third each. President Obama says the agreement's critical to keeping nuclear arms out of the hands of terrorists.
Nuclear weapons are not simply an issue for the United States and Russia. They threaten the common security of all nations. A nuclear weapon in the hands of a terrorist is a danger to people everywhere.
The treaty still has to be ratified by U.S. and Russian legislators. The number of people applying for unemployment benefits jumped to 460,000 last week. Analysts consider the increase a blip on the unemployment screen, not a trend. Danielle Carson explains.
Labor Department officials say Easter clouded last week's numbers. It's hard to adjust for seasonal factors since the holiday occurs during different times each year. Economists keep a close eye on new claims because they're a measure of businesses' willingness to hire new workers. And that's slowly turning around. Employers hired 162,000 workers in March. There's an upside in the report. The number of people filing benefits for more than a week fell to the lowest level since December of 2008. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson.
A welcome sound to retailers who've just seen their fourth month of sales gains. The International Council of Shopping Centers studied some 31 retailers around the country and found a 9% jump in March at stores open at least a year. Analysts attribute the gain to people shopping for Easter, an earlier Easter, that is, and warmer weather. March marked a fourth straight month of gains again and the strongest one-month showing since March of 1999. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow was up 30 points at 10,927. From Washington, this is NPR News. The Environmental Protection Agency is restricting the use of a toxic pesticide after the deaths of two children in Utah. The new rules prohibit the use of phosphide fumigants near homes. From Salt Lake City, NPR's Howard Berkus has details.
The EPA's order involves aluminum and magnesium phosphide fumigants used to kill insects and rodents that burrow underground. An agency spokesman told the Salt Lake Tribune that the new restrictions were prompted in part by the deaths of a four-year-old and her baby sister after exterminators used a pesticide called fumitoxin on voles outside their house. The entire family was sickened, and the medical examiner found high levels of inhaled phosphorus. Prosecutors are considering criminal charges. The new rules ban use of phosphide fumigants near homes and establish bigger buffer zones for their use outdoors. Similar restrictions were recommended by EPA scientists more than a decade ago, but tobacco and agricultural interests successfully resisted their adoption. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.
The Masters Tournament got underway today with a lot of interest surrounding Tiger Woods. This was his first time playing since a car accident last year that led to revelations about his extramarital affairs and tainted his billion-dollar image. However, officials at the Augusta National say no one player will overshadow the tournament. Arnold Palmer joined fellow golf icon Jack Nicklaus for the ceremonial first shots. News that United Airlines and U.S. Airways are back in merger talks and shares of both companies rising in pre-market trading today, and that continued. U.S. Airways moved up $1.21 and nearly 18 cents. United parent UAL gained just over 17%. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.